So I'm Jennifer. I live in Iowa. I'm a newbie. You could say I'm a newbie runner. I ran my first half marathon. Oh, geez. My first, oh yeah, I ran my first half marathon last year, and also my first marathon. And I'm gearing up to run with these baddies right here at Relay Iowa. And I don't know why they allowed me to be on the team, but it's
They
me.
love
I
you.
am the problem. Hey, Jess. Hey.
Welcome. And
Hi,
thanks for the
Bob.
walks, Andrea. We see
Andrea and
you.
Jeff. There's so many people. Hi, everybody. I love it.
Okay, I'll go next.
Yeah.
I'm Lindsay. Or Lynn's. I live near Atlanta, Georgia. I've been running for in earnest about 6 years. I did my first marathon in 2021 and my first ultra in 2023, and I will be doing my hopefully finishing my first 100 miler in April.
Yay. I'm
Yay.
Lauren. I'm a
Yay.
registered dietitian, currently a stay-at-home mom, and I live in the Chicago suburbs. Everyone thinks I live in Iowa, but we go there all the time. So I kind of associate with both. All of my family is still there, but
You have dual residency.
I have
Dual
been running.
citizenship.
I've been running since basically high school. So 2004, I started cross country and hated it, hated distance running.
That's
And
amazing.
then after moving for a job, I fell in love with distance running and have never stopped. So it's been a while. I hope to run the rest of my life.
Why did you hate running?
I didn't hate running. I hated distance running. I loved track. I was like
Okay.
jamming 400s all day long.
That is, I was just talking to someone about the biggest misconception between running and distance running and how people think that. Did, was I talking to you about this? Were we just talking about this yesterday?
Wait, Jeff, I was in high school in 2004. No, I did not mean 2014. Nice try.
Well, you know what? That means that he thinks you're much younger than you
I
are,
know, but
so.
I am not that young.
I was graduated then. Oh shoot. Okay, now was I talking to you guys about this, Gabby Thomas?
Yes, you were talking to me, probably not
Okay,
Linz.
no, not me.
Okay, so I was talking to Lauren about how Gabby Thomas ran. She did like an interview where she was running in the streets of New York, and she was like, she said, you have to give me some time here. I'm kind of winded because she's like, I don't run long distance. I just run for speed. So like it's so funny because there's so many people. I mean, and before I decided, oh, I'm gonna be a runner, I had no idea either that distance running literally is a marathon, not a sprint. Like, I didn't believe it. I was just like, oh, like it's okay to run slower, you know? Like, yeah, see, pajama pants.
There's a million different ways to be a runner. I did running. I never did like track or cross country, but I played soccer in middle school and high school, and I hated the running drills because I hated sprinting. I hated doing the, what were they called, the suicides where you had to run to like the half
Yep.
field. Hated that. Hated it. I never thought I would have been a runner when I was an adult.
It is so crazy. Me either. I mean, I walked with the PE teacher. Remember that story? Like, that's like my MO. Now I am. Although I've been having some calf pain, and I don't think it's a blood clot because it's on the side of my leg and there's no heat. There's no like, look at you two are both very serious with me saying this right now, and I'm just trying to be
He was
funny.
like, okay, what are your
It's not
symptoms?
funny. I know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have. But
You guys,
anyways,
okay, you can laugh. I've had a blood clot, so you can make jokes.
that's ultimately why I was like, Jennifer, stop yourself right now. Like, that's not funny. Did you both make tea and didn't offer me any?
Coffee.
I told you mine was inspired. I don't know if Carrie's on the chat, but I saw Carrie's comment that she was about to make tea for this, and I thought, I love that idea.
It's so cute. I love that. So let us know what you're drinking in the comments, will you please? Like, and I did see a few people. I saw somebody say, you guys, oh, Mac, I hardly ever watch lives, but I'll make an exception for this one. Woo-hoo.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, that's so freaking awesome.
Yeah, Mac approved.
That's awesome. I love that. Jamie's having water. Jamie, that is good. Andrea, you better be having tea or at least a Celsius. Water
Oh,
while you do
smart.
your steps in.
Like
That's
caffeine.
Yep, same, same. I don't need this, but it's a special occasion. So here we are. Okay.
So, no judgment, Jeff. No judgment.
Oh, he must not be drinking Celsius or tea.
Or water.
Liquid IV. Jeff, we could have a whole debate about liquid IV versus drip drop versus what other electrolytes do you love.
I've never tried drip drop. I've never even, you are the first person I've ever heard even talk about drip drop. I've never even heard of it until your race. And you're like, I've got drip. I'm like, oh, it's drip drop.
Well, you know how I know about drip drop because Kirsten Ferguson is like their spokesperson. Uh-huh. And she had it. Of course, I mean, oh, an Element. I did try one Element packet once. It was okay. But drip drop tastes more to me like it's got a little bit of like a sweet tart flavor. And I don't like the pure salt. Like the pure salt just felt like I was literally just, I might as well just drink salt.
I like Tailwind. I'm team Tailwind in the summer. In the winter, water. But in the summertime, I love Tailwind.
I'm like Lynn's. I like the carbs with Tailwind. So
yeah,
that's okay. One of my go-tos.
Kristen says drip drop is amazing. So it's kind of just all a matter of preference and taste, I bet. I'm sure they all do the same thing. You know, ooh, hey, thank you for that, the little gift.
I saw a video, it was right after the marathon I just did, where somebody was discussing how like the connection between like gels and like sports gels and salt gels and things like that and the NERDS clusters and how like when you compare the ingredients between these like electrolyte gels and stuff, and then a serving of NERDS clusters. NERDS clusters have exactly the same amount of carbs and sodium as the gels.
NERDS clusters literally should be like the spokesperson for run. For
really
run.
Run talk, anyway.
If they did, they would be like.
No, I mean, right?
Doctor, them out. They should apply to be sponsors at some of the really big races. It doesn't even need to be a world major, but. It would be such a cost-effective way for them to get massive publicity.
Or
like if aid stations having the like Huma gels or the whatever, like literally have the mini packets of NERD clusters.
NERD clusters.
They're the best.
Preferably the berry flavored because those are my favorite. I don't know why I like the blue bag with the purple and the pink. Those are my favorite.
Brian, your comment's killing me right now.
My kids are my NERD clusters recently. Mine too.
See, NERD gummy clusters have gotten me through marathons and 50Ks too. That's literally what I'll have in my vest. It's like the NERD clusters.
My kid is a giant NERD cluster. And if he was here, I'd say that to his face. It's fine.
But Lindsay, I think that's a good point. And Jen and I talked about this recently, that I've seen a running influencer talking about why she would never use fuel or never use candy to fuel her runs or other convenience foods like that, because why would you potentially hinder your racing performance using something not specially formulated for running? And I was like really upset by it because as a dietitian, your body does not care where you're getting your carbs if you're eating simple carbs. And so obviously you wouldn't go take an apple to snack on while you're running a marathon, but whether you're eating NERDS gummy clusters or a gel, the body doesn't care. And some people really don't tolerate the taste or texture of gels, or their stomach can't handle it. So my recommendation is always going to be find what works for you. And also affordability is a big factor for a lot of people.
Right.
So it's not always sustainable for people to practice with some of the more expensive gels. So I think sometimes influencers especially need to be careful about wording what they're saying, because I was like offended by it, and I clearly wasn't, but like I could see a newer runner saying that, thinking I shouldn't fuel with candy because it's not good, and that's just simply not true.
It's like the whole like eating a Pop-Tart before your long run.
Yeah,
it's gonna burn off. Whether you eat a Pop-Tart or a piece of toast with peanut butter on it, it's all gonna burn off the same way. It doesn't matter.
It's so funny. People don't understand that it's the same thing. Like we think that food actually has its own brain or something, or like it's like I like think of it as like a Pop-Tart dressed up as a pirate, like I'm so bad. And this sounds really stupid, but like we create that. We're creating that based on preferences and like what we think in our head. Food is just food. Food is literally just food. And like it's the value of the calories and the carbs and the things that you get out of it. And it's just so funny that we've created that whole like
Max's comment about the gels killing her stomach. Same. I have gotten completely away from using gels over the last year. I don't train with them. I don't use them. And then at this race I just did, that's what I had on hand was at the aid stations. It was literally Gatorade and these like Puma gels. I've never even used a Puma gel. How do you say it? Puma, how do I say it? And so that's what I was using. I was good like throughout the race, but the like 45 minutes I stood there waiting for Scott to cross the finish line, my stomach was about to erupt. I was like, as soon as he crossed the finish line, I hugged him. I was like, congratulations, high five. I gotta go back in.
Yeah.
And it tore up my stomach. I cannot do gels. Can't do them. Not anymore.
I think that might have been my cause of being like, guys, I gotta go. I mean, obviously I don't like porta potties, okay? And I will do anything in my power to avoid it. Now, look at me volunteering to be a part of the Relay Iowa team, knowing that there's gonna be a few sketchy moments that I'm not gonna have control over, and I'm gonna have to let that go.
Do you know what? There's very few porta potties in Relay Iowa, though. So rest assured, you're gonna be just fine as long as you're good.
Two words: station bathroom could be just as bad. Okay.
No, the Casey's are generally pretty clean. Some of the other gas stations, though, can be a little sketch.
Now, there's cornfields with cameras and whatever.
Cornfield, the corn in early June is not very tall. So just be aware of that.
It's a crouch low.
Yeah.
I'm behind a car door.
Yeah, I mean, the things I used to do in high school that I just, but number one, fine. Number two, I don't think so. Like, I'll do whatever it takes to find a modern day bathroom for that. And that's really all I need to say about it.
All I'm going to say is never say never.
Never say never.
I'm going to have to let go of the control. Like, the control, yes. I'm going to have to let go of it. It's going to be really hard, though.
It's okay. You'll be in my vehicle, so we'll handle it. Okay. I can drive back.
I'm going to throw up now, so it's fine.
Yeah, well, that's a struggle sometimes too to think about. These are all really funny things that I didn't realize I was going to have to actually like contemplate and think about before, like as a new runner. You know, like you're out on a 12-mile run. Where are you going to, like, I actually started working it out when I was doing my long run so that after about 5.5 miles, I could stop at home. So I was like, that's convenient. Yeah, it worked.
Especially if you're grabbing a replacement water bottle or something, that's actually really smart.
Yeah, that was one of my smartest moments. Okay, I had a question that I wanted to ask you guys. I can tell you first what mine is. What is the best piece of running advice that has stuck with you, and who did you get it from? Do you want me to tell you mine first, or do you want to tell me yours?
If you have one in mind, go for it.
I do. I was thinking about this earlier, and I actually hate that I'm going to say this, and he's probably not even on here, but...
If you say Dan England,
So I don't even really want to tell him, but
the best piece on here.
The best piece of running advice that I got was go home. Like when I was in the middle of that 18-mile run, and I'm literally having this massive breakdown. I mean, I'm standing out like hyperventilating in the middle of a cornfield by myself at mile 12, and he said go home, and then he said when you get there, text me. And so I got home, and he goes, you know what you're doing to yourself is you are overkilling during the week. You're running too many miles during the week. You're pretty much exhausting yourself. So you need to go home, and you need to, I haven't taken a nap since like 1997. And I took a 3-hour nap that day. Therefore telling me like, oh, hey, dum-dum, go home. Like you're not going to make any progress here. And like, I keep trying to use that same pattern with like this stupid calf pain. I ran a mile yesterday and I was like, I can't, this hurts. Like I gotta stop. I'm like, I tried again today, which was even more dumb, and it's better, but like, you know, I had to say to myself, hey, just go home.
Where is it hurting at?
Right here. So I Googled the crap out of it and diagnosed myself.
Okay.
Yeah, and it'll just be fine. I mean, it's just strain, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My knee band would be higher. That would be like knee and above up to your hip.
Yeah, no, it's definitely my calf, and it's on the side. And I I don't know if it's just because, I don't know why, because I don't feel like I've been overusing it, to be honest. I haven't been running that much.
I'll be fully honest. I cannot give advice on this. I have no idea. And it's not.
No, and I mean, that's okay. I'm not, you know, this is one of those things where I know for a fact that it's just a matter of I've been going, I need to just take a little break. And so that's what I'm doing.
Jess brought up advice from Billy. I've held on to that one too. Hay is in the barn.
Yeah, I had to ask and Google what that meant. I was embarrassed to ask runners what it meant.
You live in Iowa, Jen. Excuse me?
Does it come from Iowa? I mean,
hay. Probably make a lot of hay in Iowa.
So what does that mean? The season's over?
It means, so the hay being in the barn means that all of the work to grow and harvest the crop or putting in the work running and training is done. The hay is in the barn. Now you just need to go out and run the darn thing. Like, enjoy it.
There's nothing else to do. No more work to be done.
No, Kelby, you know that I wear a different pair of shoes every day. So that's my first mistake also.
Okay, Lauren, do you have your advice?
Yes,
I do.
Yes, yes.
I won't like go into detail, but I had the worst cross country and track coach in high school. He was a problem for a lot of reasons, but we had an amazing parent volunteer named Don Larson, who used to help out.
I think he's coaching now.
He does for St. Ed's.
Yeah.
So anyway, this man's phenomenal. And he used to tell us before a hill that whether you run it slow or you run it fast, it's going to hurt. So you might as well run it fast. But I think I've extrapolated that to so many other aspects of life that sometimes things do just hurt. And sometimes it's easier to just like get it over with as soon as possible. So I think that that's definitely one that has always kind of resonated with me. So that would be my best running advice I've ever gotten.
I love that.
I love that. I love that. It's gonna hurt. I'm just gonna get it over with.
Like,
that's
mine. Walk along the misery and difficulty. So that's mine.
I love that.
Yes, get your run done, Jess.
Just are you still an Iowa girl or are you home?
Wait, are you informing me something else? She's from Iowa?
No, she was just visiting. I just gleaned that from her. Some of her.
Okay. So do people actually visit here? That's so crazy. Lindsay, you've been here twice now. What am I talking about?
I lived here for a million years. Like, when I never would have thought that Iowa of all places. I've been to Iowa before I've been to New York. I still haven't been to New York. I've been to Iowa twice.
That's and it'll be awesome. A time very soon.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Well, that's why we need to be down there. We need to get down there to be in Georgia. I told like three people today about that 10K too, and I was like, man, I really need to work that out. So
really should. The application process is in March. It's a lottery.
Oh, so you have to be picked to do it?
It's 65,000 runners.
Yeah.
Lottery. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to try.
I'm in the hat.
Okay. I mean, if I get picked, then for sure I... No, see, look, we didn't even mention the race, and Jennifer said Peachtree Road Race, the best time. That's awesome. Have you ever done it? Have you ever done that race? Like, talk more about that race. Lynn, talk about that race.
The Peachtree Road Race is in Atlanta on the 4th of July every single year. I don't know how long it's been around. It's been around, like, forever. It is a lottery system unless you're part of the Atlanta Track Club, then you get guaranteed entry. Like I said, 65,000 runners, the largest 10K in the entire world. It is a party race. It, to me, it has the closest vibes to like the Chicago Marathon without it being a marathon, but it definitely has the like crowds along the entire way. The first 3 miles are completely downhill, really, really fast. And then you hit like mile four, you go up what they call Cardiac Hill. It runs up by the ER and they have in the Shepherd Center, which is where they have a lot of the like patients that are in rehab for neuro injuries and traumatic learning how to walk and eat again. They'll have those patients out cheering on people, handing out like wristbands and stuff. There's like bands playing. There's a priest that throws like holy water on people as they're running by if you want it. And then when you finish the race, you finish at Piedmont Park. It's so crowded that it has what's the word? Like blow ups of like letters. And so you meet up with your family by being like, hey, I'll meet you at letter Z at the end. So you can meet up with your family. It's so many people. But it's so much fun. And it's like early in the morning. So you get it done and over with. And then you get to enjoy the rest of your holiday. But it's a blast.
Do you realize that if I sign up for this, then I get to spend 4th of July with you? Like, then you're going to. entertain me on the 4th of July.
It's my favorite holiday. I love the 4th of July. It is my favorite holiday.
Okay. Well, let's just see what happens.
Put it in Faith's hand.
I think so too. I'm going to have to try it. Why not? We only live once. Might as well.
YOLO.
Okay, what's your running advice?
Okay, my running advice also comes from Dan.
I don't think he's in here because he already would have been like, of course it does.
If he wasn't here. So two of them really, but one that really has stuck with me the most and has helped me the most as like an ultra runner is Everything Counts. He started telling me that way back, like almost 2 years ago, when I would freak out that like I gave up my run streak and now I'm not running every day and I've got this big race coming up, but I've only run like 20 miles this week. I would start freaking out that I wasn't like checking the boxes that I thought I should be checking. And he would remind me, no, everything counts. He's like, you're a nurse. You're on your feet for 12 hours. That counts. You work night shift. You know, that's practicing staying awake and being on tired feet and feeling. That counts. You know, oh, you walked here from here. That counts. And so I really started telling myself that like over and over again that, oh, no, this counts. Like everything I do is training. Everything I do. Resting counts.
Yeah.
And so that really has stuck with me and helped me to like not overdo it and not push myself and to give myself grace on the weeks that like I just can't make it happen the way I want it to happen. Is that like, you know what? Everything counts. And so it's going to be okay. The other piece of advice he gave me this weekend, when I was running this marathon, I was at like mile 14. I hit a brick wall. I don't know why other than the whole thing with the TikTok ban was really in my head. It'd been a very long week for everybody. And then, you know, just things. The world right now is things. Lots of things.
Yep.
And I had just done a 50K like 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, but I'm tired. I hit a brick wall at mile 14 and I had actually not heard from him all day long. And he texted me like right at that moment and was like, how are you doing? And I said, oh, I hit the half marathon mark. I did a great
time.
I did like 2 hours, 17 minutes, which isn't my fastest. It's not my slowest. I'm really feeling good. And then all of a sudden at mile 14, I just like hit the brakes. And now I'm running. Now I'm at like a 15 minute mile. I can't. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm done. If this isn't a half marathon, great. Marathon, don't want to do it. I'm out. I'm checking out. I don't want to do it. And he was like, no, this is a privilege. You get to do this. You're out there. He's like, you need to. It was what he said in his last Philosophy Friday where he was like, change your perspective. And like perspective really changes your outlook on things. And so he was like, you need to change your perspective. You need to find the beauty in every single mile that you're running. He's like, every single mile that you're running, I want you to find something beautiful in that mile and check in. And so mile 14, 15, 16, 17, I even want to say maybe 18. I was like updating him. I was like, oh, look at this pretty flower. Oh, look at this really cool tree. Oh, you know. And then by like mile 20, I didn't text him again. I was like, oh, I forgot to text you at mile 20. Because I literally was so, like, I had zoned back in. I had found it again. But it really helped me in that moment to be like, this is a privilege. We do get to do this. And there is beauty at every mile. You just got to change your perspective.
Yep. I freaking love that. I love everything about that. I think it's so hard, especially I find myself doing it so regularly where I'm like, ugh, I have to go do this. Or like, you know, but then I immediately think, no, you get to do this. There are people who are no longer here who wish they could trade places with you. And there's people that, you know, all day, every day we sit and we're like, okay, yep. Nope. Maybe I'm not fast. Maybe I'm not going to ever win a race, but like, I still get to go do this.
There was quite literally a version of me who used to wish and dream she could do this.
Yes. Yep. I mean, Lauren's just really trying to win the race.
No, I'm trying to win the race against myself. That's ultimately the only person who I care to compete with is the younger versions of myself.
Yeah.
And I truly mean that.
So how are you shifting that? Like you keep trying to compete with the younger version of yourself, but like, you know, right now you're pretty damn great of like the version you are right now.
Thank you. I like to think of it that the younger version has gotten me to where I am. And I don't know. I think that as a mother runner, I was convinced after having kids that I was not doing another marathon. Like I was like, you know what? That's just a lot of work. I'd done six. I was okay with just putting that to rest. And then I decided to get on TikTok, which like a month after my daughter was born, I was like freshly postpartum, and I was like, I'm just going to start posting just so that I'm having somewhere to keep me accountable, to keep me motivated, especially since it was in November. I was like coming on winter running. I didn't love it as much as I did, as I do now. And fast forward, and all of a sudden people are commenting on my posts, and like, I have virtual cheerleaders who feel like genuine friends. And as time has gone on, this whole thing has evolved into me now meeting people that have inspired me to run an ultra and have inspired me to want to keep running ultras. And I think that that's a good message for anybody that's a newer runner listening, or even if you're a more experienced runner, is like, embrace every opportunity when it comes to meeting friends on the internet. Like, I mean, within reason, but embrace those friendships, learn from people, and be supportive as well. Cause like, the what I have found is the more I've given on TikTok, the more I've gained. So that's kind of my two cents there, but ultimately that's kind of where I've gotten from where I was.
I freaking, like, we like, that's so funny because I love to share our story of like how we became friends. Like, first of all, I know that you don't attribute me commenting on Lindsay's post about Relay Iowa, but like, that's right around the same time where you messaged me. You were finally like, okay, I'm just gonna be weird and say this or whatever. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I freaked out not realizing like,
we were from the same town.
Yes. Yep. And I mean, you know, just that connection. And then, I mean, you guys, I'm not kidding. I will, honest to God, never forget literally seeing you at like, whatever, mile three of this marathon. And I'm looking and I'm like, stop. No, like I thought I was dreaming. I was like, what? There's no way. And here I see both of you cheering for me. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, Linz, I started following because I watched her go through a weight loss journey, and I watched her run and find something that she loved and like share that. And like, you could just visibly, it was like so visible in when she shares that. And I'm like, I want to be like that, you know? And the fact that we've been able to like connect and create this friendship, that means more to me than absolutely anything else that has come out of this. Like, it's just, it's crazy. Hey, will you go eat that room over here? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, it's going to be like a multi guests. Okay. Anyway, I just said something very sentimental and it got ruined by Subway. Such is life.
It's okay.
Okay, so I want to pop back through some of these comments a little bit. Like,
Jeff had a good question earlier that was, what's the most beautiful, or like, was it prettiest place you've ever ran, or most interesting?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Okay, so I didn't run at Glacier National Park, but that's like my favorite place to be. And like, I can't wait to go back there because I do plan on finding a way to go on some kind of trail run there.
That's solid. Linz, do you have one?
I'm the Redwood Forest. I don't know how I'll ever top that. Like, my marathon time, the cutoff was 6 hours, and I was like a 5:50, and it's because the entire time there was like 100 runners in the field, and you could tell who was local and who wasn't, because the ones that are local were just like,
yeah.
And I'm the whole time like this, like I'm running backwards. I could not even. Hands down, that is the most magnificent marathon I've ever done.
I could definitely tell that about you. Like, I had a feeling that's what you were going to say, too. Like, your videos, you're like, oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful place. Like,
it's like such a the most like spiritual thing, and I'm not really like a spiritual person, but that was like, maybe I am.
Changed my mind here.
A lot of good ones.
Lauren, you have to tell us yours.
I would say it wasn't necessarily like beauty because of nature, but I kind of like what you were describing with like a surreal feeling. I was in Japan in 2012 as part of my dietetic internship. We were in the southern part in the like Kyoto region, and I went running at in like the evening, and as the sun was setting around this like giant lake, and it was in town, like it wasn't out in the rural area, but absolutely magical. Like running on like beautiful pavers, trees everywhere, the flowers there. It was just such a different type of experience from anything I had ever seen. And so I would love to go back someday. That was definitely my favorite.
Okay, was that was most definitely your, that was like your, oh, by the way, I was in Japan moment, because I don't think I ever, I
Was a Sam moment right there if I ever heard one.
Yeah, no kidding. That was a Sam moment.
I've done the Golden Gate Bridge, and that was really cool. That was one of those like spur of the moments, like on the plane on our way to California. I was like, oh, we're gonna be right here at the Golden Gate Bridge. Let's just pop over there and do a quick run on it. And my husband was like, a quick run on it? How far is it? I was like, oh, 5K, 4 miles.
Yeah, it's fine.
Close enough.
I did get to run in Central Park. That was pretty cool. And I got to do that with a couple of, actually a couple of Brooks Running Collective members that I met last year. I met up with them, and it was nice to go with them because I don't know if you like in Central Park. Everyone in New York City is a runner, by the way. Like everyone runs to the point where in Central Park they have stoplights for the runners, like, and you actually have crosswalk, and no joke, and like they take it very seriously, and like there's run club after run club after run club after run club that starts every 5 minutes there, and I'm like, oh, okay, so everybody runs, and it was nice to go with people that were familiar because I just followed along with them, and they were like, yeah, okay, now we're on the Cat Hill or whatever, and they were like, we're gonna take you up the hill, and like I did really well. They were surprised that I made it up the hill and I didn't like complain about that or anything. So anyway, that was one other cool place, but I
Chase the
love.
Moon was really cool. I'm wearing my shirt right now, but Chase the Moon, Lauren did that one too, was
Yes.
unreal. That was
Yeah.
a really cool race.
Oh, no big deal.
And
Just ran
for
like
being
43 miles.
Mostly in the dark, like you still got a really good, the first like 10 miles or so was at sunset. I agree, Linz. It was.
The moon was just insane.
You guys really chased it?
Oh, we did. And we were even treated with a rainbow at one point. Like the whole thing was, it was as if it was like meant for that night. It was really special.
I think
That
that is
was a
probably the
rainbow.
coolest thing about the running. Hey, I gotta tell you, Rachel Taylor said that she loves running for pregnant me who waddled through 16-minute miles, and I love that. When you
I
said
do
you said
too.
I do love that. Pregnant me.
Indian runners are honestly some of my all-time favorite ladies.
And Jennifer has been following Lynn since I saw her running with her GSP. What's your
With our
GSP?
children. I was showing Lumens right
Oh,
here.
with your pup. Okay, so you got that right.
Aw.
Mom.
Lumen. You said you
Oh,
loved the snow, right?
Ashley said, I'm 8 months into this and I would not be doing this had I not found you all. Oh my gosh, that's what I love about this. I would trade any opportunity for the community that we've created, hands down, no questions asked. Oh, this person, they love to run in Iceland. And didn't Jeff just do that too, or he was
Yeah, he
opposite?
did.
Yeah.
I need to run in Iceland.
I just think it's cool that I can actually run to Target, like physically run to Target. Like
That
I
is
can do that.
interesting to me too. I remember the first few times that I was running like more than like 2 miles, and I'd be like, wow, I literally just like I can run to the gym. I can run like to downtown. I can,
Yes.
like being able to, or like on vacations. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna run to the big bridge.
Yeah, like it's just funny. Oh, thank you for that. It's just funny the things that you realize that you are capable of. And like I still like I know I sound so silly when I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. But like I legitimately can't believe I did it.
But you
Don't
have
you
to.
think that that's part of what running does to you though on a regular basis? Like you might be having the worst day where you're feeling off and you go for a, like even a 3 mile run and all of a sudden you feel like a new person.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm glad I did that. Or, but then there's obviously more difficult things that you may embark on. Like Lindsay's going to run 100 miles in April. We know you are.
Yes, you are.
And you ran your first marathon last fall. I mean, these are things that feel like, you know, it's not something like people like I would do. And then the next thing you know, you're doing it. And then like a month later, you're chasing something bigger.
What about you, though? Like, do you have those moments ever where you're like, I can't believe I'm doing this? Like, I'm.
All the time. I will have, okay, my silly looped run around my neighborhood the other night, I have not touched like a low 8 minute pace for like more than like 4 miles after being anemic. And I was out there, did not stop once. I didn't, bad dietitian here, I did not fuel. I did not drink water. And I ran for an hour and 40 some minutes straight, running 14 miles, and felt like $1 million. And I finished and I was wiped. But I inside was like, I cannot believe I just did that. Those are the reasons why we keep running. It really is. It's like indescribable how amazing you feel.
I feel excited after a 10K. I told you guys that's like my favorite. I mean, it's more or less just the like I hit that point at mile 5 where I'm like, okay, let's effing go. Like I just feel really good there, and then I'm like, okay, I only have 1.2 miles left to be like, okay, you know, and then I can go home and drink lots of coffee. I need all the Pop-Tarts I want.
Yep.
My last, like, real big runner's high was the 50K I did in November. I did the same one last year, and I got, like, a 7:40 on it. I did it in the pouring rain. It was only even my second ultra. And this year, I went into it with a mindset of, like, literally, I don't care if I want to finish it. It was my third 50K in, like, 6 weeks. I was exhausted. And then I busted out, like, a one-hour PR. I don't even know what happened. I was, like, mile 20. And I was like, I don't know what's happening, but we're just going to keep going.
I love that.
And when I finished it, I call it my unicorn race because I don't think I'll ever get a race ever that's like equivalent to that. That feeling.
I bet you will, though. You will. They're not. They usually are unexpected, and that's part of the charm of it.
So unexpected. I was like, how did I went from getting dead fucking last the race before it to 9.5 hours.
That
race, cutting like 3 hours off that time and getting my all-time best time. I don't know how I did that, but
because running's just funny like that. I mean, yeah, I didn't like understand that concept of like, okay, you're gonna have a couple bad ones before you have another good one, and then
a lot of bad ones
happening, and I was like, oh, they're telling the truth. It's not a lie. Like every run can't be the best.
But oftentimes it's those the challenging ones where real progress continues to be made, both mentally and physically. Because if you push yourself through a really hard run, even if it's not fast, like those are the ones that really do help you on race day.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, my mental state the day that I did the marathon, like I told you guys both, like I want to redeem myself. And everybody keeps saying like, you don't need to redeem yourself. You did it. You did what you said you were going to do. I get that. But I had a goal in mind for what I wanted to do. Had I hit that goal, I probably would be less like, yeah, I'm not sure that the marathon's for me. But like at this current point, I have the urge to figure it out so that I can say like, okay, I really could do what I said I was going to do. And maybe I won't do it the second time, so I'll have to do it again.
Sure. She has run 2 marathons, and she actually did her first marathon before I ever did a marathon. She did the first marathon, and it was during 2020 when everything got cut down. So she'd been training for a marathon in Savannah, which is flat.
Yeah.
And she canceled, but she'd done all this training, and she's like, no, I want to run my marathon. So she last minute found a marathon that was in like North Georgia, which is very hilly. It's like... And so she went and ran. She got a little bit lost on it. Ended up at 27 and a half miles. Didn't get the time she wanted. It was very hard. Beat her up because it hills. It was easy. And she was like, for the longest time, she was like, I'm never doing this again. I will never, ever do another marathon. I don't want to do another marathon. And then, like, I don't know. She just played it. I need to do another marathon. So she's done 2 marathons. And that's it. She said she's never going to do one again. But she needed that, like, redemption race.
Yep.
I'd argue, though, if her first marathon was over 27 miles, like, and it truly was, she ran an ultra and a marathon.
Hey, I tried to get away with that, too, and Dan said no.
I mean, if it's, like, an extra 10th because of, like, your watch discrepancy, but if she went off course and actually added a legitimate mile plus, like, she...
Oh, so there's different rules and regulations involved here. Okay.
It's all honor system.
I love it. I mean, I'm an honest person. I'm going to tell the truth. I ran farther than 26.2 miles. I ran an ultra.
Have you guys ever ran in a race? Jen, I'm guessing you haven't, but Lynn, have you ever ran in a race that was significantly short or longer than the distance that it was supposed to be?
Yes, and I can't tell you. I don't know which one makes me more mad. I don't know which one makes me more mad. I ran a 10K in Augusta. I do it every year. I was telling y'all about this.
but every year notoriously is short. It's like 5.8. And so my time is like amazing. You look at my time, like, oh my gosh, you got like a 50-minute 10K. But it's like, it's 5.8 miles, and then I'm angry because it doesn't really reflect, you know, like my true 10K time. But then also, don't let me run a marathon that's 26.8 miles, because then I'm also pissed.
Yeah.
26.2. If I'm there for a marathon, I'm not there for an ultra. That's not the mindset I have. 26.2 and we're done.
Yeah, quit telling me that that's not what it is. If that's not what it is, you better tell me what it is.
But I have also learned my lesson with ultras that they don't play by those rules. So, like, when you sign up for an ultra and it says 50K, a 50K is either 31 miles, could be 36 miles. They don't care. After 30-something miles, it doesn't matter. A 50K just means more than 30, less than 50. I've got a 50-miler that was 56 miles, and one that's 49 miles. They don't care.
And your 50K coming up is actually, instead of like 31, is it 38?
35.
Can you see the facial expressions I'm making? Because the nerd clusters have returned and they are driving me nuts.
Someone asked what
ultra. Cluster booty out in the other room, please. I'm busy right now. Goodness gracious.
Miler is the 500 in Memphis on April 4th, to answer that question.
Leah is saying she's brand new to running. How can I increase my endurance? The one piece of advice that I have on that is to go way slower than you think you are supposed to go, so that you can go longer. And then that's the best advice I have on that is, like, you probably need to slow down. Many people, it's so funny, I realize that a lot of people think, and I'm no expert, you know, I'm the newest one of the bunch, but like, many people think you need to go so fast or that you need to keep up with someone else. And the truth is that you just need to go at the pace you can go so that you can still breathe through it. Like, and if you're struggling to breathe and your lungs are burning, you're going too fast to go out to start, and you need to slow down. You need to figure out how to slow down.
And I'll add on that. And I'm not a running coach, but you're going to want to increase your weekly mileage very slowly. You're not going to want to start out running, you know, 5 miles 1 week and then jumping up to 20. That's
yeah, everybody's shouting out intervals in the chat or in the, yeah, so that's.
Run bulk and intervals, but like for me, when I was a brand new runner, that did not work for me.
Yeah.
When I tried to do intervals, I always inevitably pushed myself too hard or too fast, and I ended up with shin splints and hip pain, and then I wouldn't run for like a week until that recovered. For me, it truly was, like Jen said, I had to slow it down. I was running like 16-minute miles, 17-minute miles, but I was just running just slow enough that I could keep going. And then just every time I would go out, like, oh, I did 10 minutes without stopping today, 12 minutes without stopping the next day, and slowly built that up. I also used the Nike Run Club. People don't talk about that much in Run Talk, I feel like. But, like, for me, that is so underrated. The Nike Run Club has the guided runs in them. And when I first started, I would listen to this one that's literally called My First Run, and it's like a 20-minute run, and Coach Bennett literally talks over your music, comes in and out, and tells you exactly how to breathe and how you should be feeling, and walks you through an entire 20-minute run without stopping. And that's the first time I ever hit 20 minutes without stopping. And I was still like, I don't know, 60 pounds overweight, barely running, and I went from not being able to run for 5 minutes without stopping to 20 minutes without stopping.
But you remember everything about that. Like,
yes,
you know, that because that was like such a moment of like, oh my God, I just did that. Like, I just did that. I've never done that before, and I just did it. Like,
on here at all. But for me, in the beginning, in the first year of my running, Nike Run Club was like a secret weapon. On days I didn't want to run or didn't know what I could do for a run, I would just log on one. They have intervals, they have a half marathon, they have a 5K, they have like, mindful running, they have storytelling, and it's all just, it plays over your music. And I mean, I haven't used it forever, probably should think about it. But for the first year or so of my running, that was such a tool for me.
Yeah. Mine was Peloton. I mean, it's a similar setup, like, and I think it really, it kind of just, having the guide of being like, okay, now it's a good time to walk, or now it's a good time to run, do the walk runs, or you could do the intervals that they offer, and like, they have, like, it gradually gets you up to the place that you want to do, or the things that you want to do. So, like, that worked really well for me. And I honestly attribute a lot of me being able to, like, push myself in distance after just setting the mile a day goal, you know, and then being like, okay, now I have this, so I can do this. That's been really a big tool for me. But, you know, like Toby's saying in the chat, Hal Higdon or Jeff Galloway plans, like, I think that those work really well if you're going to pick, like, and this is just my opinion. If you're going to pick a run, that's great. Or like a race
distance. Yeah.
Yeah. So then you're going to have a plan to just get into running itself and to just be able to do the run and feel good about it. I think working on that, like, slow pace, just doing the mileage and saying, okay, at least I did this mile, and continuously adding on over and over and over again is how you're going to get more efficient.
This might be controversial, but if you are a somewhat extroverted person, especially if you live in a town that has a running club, I know that that's kind of a hot topic on Run Talk, that they can be really bad. But my recommendation too is, if you're comfortable, go to a local run club, and they'll have experts in the group that can help you. And you will more than likely find some friends as well. So if you're willing to put yourself out there, run clubs can be a really great tool as well, especially getting into running.
Oh, right. Jamie said Fleet Feet in Des Moines is great. So does Fleet Feet they have a run club, or?
The Fleet Feet here has a run club.
Okay, that's awesome. So, like, I live in a pretty rural area. We don't really have a lot for that except for what we establish on our own. And we have done some, like, little group runs with friends here and there, but I'm gonna be honest, like, me personally, I like being able to run alone a lot, just because I need that time to, like, decompress. Like, that's my me time, because I have so many other things going with so many people all the other time, and I just need that time to be like, okay, like, you know, just to reflect on my own BS, I guess. Like, but I also like running with you guys. I mean, that's in it. I mean, I love running with Lauren, and Lindsay and I haven't ran together yet, but that's happening soon. I think I have to be comfortable with the group of people that I'm with too, because I've always had that mentality of, like, I don't want to slow anyone down. I think, Lauren, even the first couple times we ran together, I was like, hey, I'm a very slow runner, knowing that you're going to be like walking to my run, you know, like.
I love every second.
It was good, but, like, you know, it was a walk to her. Her walk was to my run. So
it's an easy pace, but that's fine. See, those are things that will never bother me as a runner.
Yeah, I love that. But that's the difference between you and, you know, some other runners, where that's what makes me nervous. Like, I don't want to, so that's why I prefer going by myself, because then I can stop and look at things and I can watch the sunset and I don't have to be on a time schedule. Should we touch base just a little bit on the fact that we are all Brooks runners?
I say, why not?
I mean, it's kind of exciting, really. Like, I'm like beyond excited about it, because who doesn't want to be like a part of a global running team? What am I trying to say?
Global running brand?
There you go.
I don't know.
And I know that you guys are still, like, you know, we're all kind of like just getting started with this year, but I'm super, super, super excited that you guys get to do this with me. Like, that's the best part about it. That is the best part about it. Like, I'm stoked. Like, I can't freaking wait. Yeah. Toby says collective. We should be calling it a Brooks Running Collective, because that's exactly what it is.
I thought as you were explaining it, you were trying to talk about Brooks on, like, a larger scale. So I was like, global?
Well, it's global. I mean, come on. No, but I think exciting things are happening this week, like, honestly, from what I hear.
I'm really excited to see what all of this is this year. Like, I'm still on the point of, like, almost like disbelief. Like, I don't really know what I'm doing with this.
Oh, I mean, it's obvious. Like, look at, I don't think you realize how inspiring you are and, like, the things that you put out there, both of you. Like, Lauren, when I think about you, all I think about is community and the fact that you built this great community of people. I mean, everybody on Run Talk, everybody on this app knows you are who you are because of running. Like,
stop.
You
don't,
I, I'm not even lying. Like, I'm not just talking you up. Like, this is a legitimate truth that you have brought so many people together. I mean, honestly, like, you've made action happen with this. And, like, the community aspect of it is huge. And I know that's exactly why.
All the Run Talk meetups we did last year, I was like,
wow. I am flattered. And it has worked out that I've been able to do a lot of traveling, which makes it all possible. And the fact that the Chicago Marathon was a really big hub for a lot of people last year. And we will be doing something similar and grander this year. So even if you're not running the Chicago Marathon this year and you want to attend, please, please, please join us.
Can I pick me up from the airport and can I stay at your house again?
Yes. I look at. I'm
just promise that to everybody, but I will accommodate as many as I can.
Everybody stays with Lauren. All Run Talkers, Lauren's house, like, the spot.
Like 3 weeks before your marathon, I was like, "Hey, Lauren, I have this really crazy idea, but it's only going to work if you'll pick me up from the airport and I stay at your house, and then you walk me across the state to Iowa."
It was the best crazy idea. I can't, like, I, you know, and like I, when people ask me, "Well, how was the marathon?" The first thing I say was, it was one of the best days of my life. I mean, I've given birth to a child. I've gotten married to a husband. That day was one of the best days of my life because of the fact that my friends, my people, like, just showed up for me. Like, that means more to me than anyone. The two of you and Doug and my family being there, that in itself meant so much more to me than, like, I mean, that it was the best birthday I've ever had.
It was so fun to surprise you.
Oh, my God.
That was
genuine. Like, that
we
was.
We almost was ruined, like, it.
No, we almost completely busted it.
Which is really funny that I never said anything, but, you know, all I could think, like, for a second I went, that looks like Natalie. But then I kind of, like, just was like, well, maybe it's just babysitting. So I kind of looked like Lauren's daughter, you know, like, oh.
Like, are y'all trying to spoil it? And we both were like, what are you talking about? We still didn't even know. We were like, what are you talking about?
Which is really funny because I'm normally pretty good at, like, picking up on stuff like that. And the thought was there for just a second. Then I was like, no. Like, why? No, there's no way. You know? Oh, geez. Hold on. I have to, like, verify that we're still doing this. Here. Okay. Oh, good. We're still.
Andy, I'm not too far from you. I'm much further west than you, but I'm in St. Charles. Like, far, far west part of St. Charles. I'm figuring out more people I can meet up with. Yay.
I love that. Oh my gosh, look at Lauren. Lauren's ready for coffee dates.
I'm ready. Ryan and Andy, we need to get together, the three of us.
Anybody?
Andy says he's not sponsored, but he loves Brooks Adrenaline, so that's awesome. Then he can hang out with us. You can wear any.
Yeah. I'm not ever going to tell people to not wear their favorite brand of running shoe.
No, me either. And even though I love what I love, the truth is that I will always be the first person to tell you that you need to go and try for yourself, regardless of what I suggest. All I can say is, this is my favorite, like, and this is why I like it. I will say, though, that I'm obsessed with the canopy jacket that Brooks has. It's that one that I always wear that folds up into the backpack. You know, like, I'm always like, it's like a little pouch. First of all, I think it's freaking cool that it folds up into a backpack. And then I don't have to just drop it, you know? So like it's not one of the, like, drop gear, but it's actually really, it's waterproof and windproof. And that's, I mean, I'm not trying to sell it. I'm just saying that's why I have three of them and I love them.
I have a question for you guys. What are some of your, like, top three favorite running things that are not, like, the obvious things, like your shoes or your watch or headphones? Like, what are, like, it could be, like, literally, like, a pair of socks. Like, what are some of your favorite running essentials?
I love the Dick's Sporting Goods. I have on it here, actually. Dick's Sporting Goods long sleeve shirts. Ooh. I have, like, four of these in different colors. They're literally, like, the Dick's Sporting Goods brand. And they are my go-to, like, running long-sleeve shirt because they're like, I don't know what they're made of. It's kind of a cotton blend. They're, like, perfect in the cold weather. I don't even hardly need a jacket, and I can tie it around my waist, and it's super comfy and flowy. Love these. My headbands.
Love my headbands.
Yes.
I live in them.
We need to get you connected with the headband people, honestly. I tried. I like, because the truth is that you wear the crap out of those headbands and you do it so well.
I wear them. I live in them. I couldn't have long hair if it weren't for these headbands.
I love it. See, and I look like a dork with a headband on. Like, I try it. I've tried it a couple times, and I got some headbands from a gal that's kind of local. She's like in the Missouri area. And I think they're so cute, but I just feel like I look silly in headbands. Like,
I love them. And they also, because I don't want to wash my hair every day, every other day, every 5 days. I just put this on. You can't even tell.
Yeah, dry shampoo works wonders as well.
Yeah, they have this thing with dry shampoo.
That too.
That's freaking awesome.
I don't know what my other things would be. Maybe.
You don't have to name three. I just know up to three.
Okay. And maybe, so like, this is so funny because I used to really be like, oh, you have to have special gear for running. Like, that seems weird. Like, just put on shoes and go, or, you know, even just being outdoors, whatever. And then I started getting into it and I was like, oh, there's actually things that make you better. So like, not to go on and on about Brooks, but I do love, they have a notch thermal, and I wear it a lot because it's got cuffs, like the cuffs for your hands. And then it has a cutout for your watch on both sides. So, and it's super warm because it's thermal. So I wear that a lot of times with just a vest, especially when, like, I'm hoping to go out and do one outside run at some point this week. And I wear that so much. I have a couple of them. And then it's got a hood. So whenever I wear the hood, I always look like that kid from Willy Wonka, the one that got sucked into the TV. And then he...
Mike TV.
What's his name?
Mike TV.
Yeah, Mike TV. Yeah, the guy that he's like, he talks, he has a little bit of a, I don't know what kind of accent it is, but I always feel like I look like him because it's like your head's flat, and then I wear my Gooder sunglasses, you know, so like I got those on and I look like that kid. Yeah. And then Gooder sunglasses, but I love my flip belt. So I'm like, listen, I'm like a walking marketing person for run gear. But I really do, like, I got those things and I'm like, I always gauge it on things that I'm willing to buy more of. And if I have more than one of them, then it means that I obviously use it regularly. I have a couple of flip belts and I've used the water bottles a lot. I prefer those over a vest, a run vest, because yeah, see, and, but you guys also are going way farther than I am most of the time. But
this is like centered on me. It's not, I feel when I hold like the bottles and stuff, I feel lopsided or, yeah. I don't know. I just like the vest centered.
So I'll be honest, I don't love carrying the vest if I have water on my back. Like if I have the big water filled, it starts irritating me. Yeah.
I hate calling it water.
Water bottles, but it's okay. I mean, the vest itself is comfortable. Yeah. But I need to commit to doing, like, I only wear it if it's a run over like 15 miles. I won't wear it personally for less than 15. Yeah. But that's just personal preference. And I'm not one of those people. If you want to wear a vest for 3 miles or 2 miles, go for it.
Oh, I agree. To each his own. Do what you want to do. Don't listen to other people. Nobody really knows what they're doing anyway.
With no nutrition at all, do that too.
If you want to plan out your run 5.5 miles so you can stop at home and take a poop, do that too. Like, whatever
you want to run a 1 mile loop in your neighborhood and do it 15 times, do that too.
I love it.
With no fuel.
With no fuel.
Or water. Do what you want to do. Like, at the end of the day, there's so much judgment, especially within this realm. And it's like, why? That's such wasted energy. You could be totally zoned out on a run. Like,
is it just me, though? It does feel like there are just, like, run talk people. And then there's occasional people that use the run talk hashtag. And it's like, I've never seen you engaged with anybody on run talk that, like, are trying to get into the run talk niche, but yet they don't, like, act part of the community. And it's fine. People can do that. But I always feel like there's people that automatically, like, if I see their stuff, it's like, oh, a run talker. Is that just me? Or there's some.
No, I see it. I also, okay, go ahead, Lindsay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, I also feel like
most of us, if not all of us, none of us are like getting paid for.
Yeah.
This is a hobby. Let's call this what this is. It's a hobby that consumes a lot of our lives, but it is a hobby for most of us. And so the people that get on here and like chastise you for eating a Pop-Tart, like, I'm not going to pay this. This is a hobby. I'll do it how I want to. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. It's like, I think the person that was criticizing you about the Pop-Tart doesn't even run. Like, I want to be like, where's your run plan? But also, kind of to talk about your run talk thing that you were saying, like, I think sometimes people get caught up on the fact that, like, it's the talk part, and they're like, oh, well, I'm running, or I want to learn about running, so hashtag run talk. You know, because honestly, that's how I first found it in the first place. Was like, oh, it makes sense that you would take TikTok and you would put run in the beginning and call it run talk, you know? So like, that's how I found it. But then I'm like, oh, wow. It like actually started. So when I started using it, I started seeing the same people. Funny how that works out. here's my super smarts popping out. But like, that's when I started seeing like people, and I'm like, okay, I need to follow this person because I really like what they're putting out there. Or I need to follow this person because I want to see what they're doing, or I'm inspired by them. And then I just kind of like, well, I just weaseled my way in because, you know, I watch other people like doing the different things that they're doing and like running the speeds that they're running. And I'm like, I do look at a lot of people as elite, even though they are doing this as a hobby. Like I look at that and I'm like, that's so impressive. And I aspire to do that. Like I want to keep surrounding myself with that energy.
I think Ryan said it perfectly. He said, run talkers have a different vibe in a good way. And I want to address the comment before that. It says there are newer runners that are motivated and inspired by Run Talk, but may not be fully engaged. And I absolutely agree. Yeah. And I know that some people are on Run Talk that don't post themselves, but they're very supportive. And like, we see you. And I know that posting content is not for everybody. I guess what I meant more by that comment is the type of people, like what was referenced with almost like the passive aggressive videos and like the occasional like bullying in comments. I fortunately don't get them. But I have seen other runners actually do that on rare occasion that are like, and then like you look at their videos and they might be using the Run Talk hashtag. And it's just kind of like, it's a weird vibe to me.
Because not everybody's like,
is it to drive engagement? Probably, because ultimately engagement, whether it's from good or bad comments, is going to boost your video. So I oftentimes think that it's more of a ploy to get views, and it generally works. But yeah, Ryan said it perfectly. Like Run Talkers, there is a vibe, and everybody that I've met on Run Talk, it's like there's just this like certain level of mutual respect for other people. And that's one reason why the Run Talk community is such a safe, like pleasant, uplifting space.
Yeah. I think too.
Sorry, we're doing this.
I know, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm going to stop every time because I never shut up. So I want you to talk.
Also, like what Lauren said about the people who don't post but are regulars on Run Talk, because I do feel like that is something I would like to bring attention to, is that yes, like I see you, I see your comments, I see your support and your peers. And if Lauren's right, posting is a very vulnerable thing. It's a very, like, even now for me, I post and sometimes I'll post something and then I'll like wait 20, 30 minutes later, I'm like, I can't believe I put that on the internet. If you don't post, but you're still a part of Run Talk, you're still a part of Run Talk. Like, I see you in the comments when you're like, oh, I'm running my first half marathon this weekend. Like, I love that. Share that. I want to know those things. I want to hear those things, because that is a part of Run Talk. That is a part of what makes Run Talk so amazing.
I agree. I have heard so many things. I heard this weekend from three different people on this app that they ran their first marathons in my, like in my DMs. I feel weird saying DMs because I'm not really a person that uses that terminology, you know, but like, and the fact that I get the opportunity or that they felt compelled to share that with me makes me feel so amazing, because first of all, when I say back, like, oh my gosh, that's mind-blowing, amazing, that's awesome. Like, I truly feel that because I know what they feel like. I know that feeling of being like, okay, I did what I said I was going to do, and this was hard, but I did it. And, like, I accomplished that. And, like, I 100% wholeheartedly agree with the fact that just because you don't post, but you're sitting here commenting, like you are 100% a part of this community, and you don't have to put yourself out there in the same way that we choose to. But we're super happy that you're choosing to like share your stories with us and like continue to keep doing it. Like, please don't stop that, because, and I know we're speaking for a lot of people that are in this chat that are just as equally sharing their stories and, you know, aren't necessarily on the live with us tonight, but maybe in the future.
When I first started like my running journey, before I was a TikToker, before I was on Instagram and Strava, and really like I was the one, like I was following all of these runners and I was liking all their comments and I was just so inspired by them. And I was that person that when I first ran my half marathon or a marathon, I messaged those runners and I was like, I want to know, I ran my first marathon because of you, like you inspired me. And so now, like when I get those messages, it's such a full circle, like moment, like, wow.
Yep.
I'm so happy that I get to like give that back and be that for somebody else. And then I want that person to be that for somebody else.
Yes. Jenny Hyland, you jumped in here and she just ran her first marathon this past weekend. And
was it Houston or which one?
I want to say she told me exactly which one it was, but yes, it was Houston. She just told us again. Thank you for telling us again, because you know, I sit here and I read through, and honestly, Linz and Lauren will both tell me what they're running tomorrow, and I still won't remember where they're running tomorrow. I'm awful about it. But Jenny, you're the person mainly that I was talking about, the fact that you are so supportive, and you're always like, you know, you're here, and you are 100% a part of this community, and like, I'm just so excited. I'm so freaking pumped that you accomplished your goal this weekend, and like, it's so awesome. And then we have Drew's hair just flowing in the wind. Drew, he just pops in randomly.
He won't say anything else. That was it.
Yeah. Drew's out. He's going to be like in Anchorage, Alaska or somewhere crazy. Just random.
He's out.
Oh, shoot. Yep, that's exactly
it. Jacob.
I love it.
You're deformed, all right.
Oh, so fun. What other questions? I had some other questions that I was going to ask both of you, and now I truly don't remember what they were.
The Vancouver race for Brooks.
Oh, did you hear about it?
I haven't heard yet. I haven't heard anything. I don't know when we're supposed to hear something.
No, but that would be another one that if you do, because I did not put my name in for that.
I did not either.
I might have marked it down, but...
Like if I get in, I don't even have a passport. If I get in, I gotta get my passport.
Like, have you ever had one? Because I have never had one either. I'm awful. We know Lauren has.
I have a passport and it is valid, but some friends of mine, their kids that had recently turned 18, they didn't realize that like you needed to update the passports. They ended up having to pay, it was close to $600 to expedite the process. So if you are getting a passport or you may be traveling out of country, I would recommend getting it done sooner so you don't have to pay the expedited fees.
Okay, Lindsay, let's put this on our list of things to do. Both of us, we need to go get passports, because you know what? What if something wild and crazy happens this year and you go to Vancouver and you need me to come along and hold your nerd gummy packs?
You know what? That would be a wild and crazy thing. That would be an adventure.
Look at Lauren going...
Nope. I would love to join you all, but I just don't think I can swing that trip.
Hey, quit saying, but you don't think. Like, come on. We haven't gotten there yet.
On planning Chase the Moon Giant Run Talk Meetup in Colorado. It has something for everyone.
Jeff just yelled in the background, you can't go either. Yeah, okay, let's talk quieter. He doesn't need to know. Oh, he's actually probably on here right now. Oh, anyone want to join me for a marathon in Thailand?
That sounds amazing.
Number one, yes. Number two, in January of next year, then we do have time to get passports. Number three, can you buy our airfare?
Yes.
So, yes.
Is it a trip on you?
Oh, and hotel stay.
Jacob, what is the name of the marathon? Do you know?
That's so cool.
That is awesome. That would be a good thing to go to.
I'm just saying that out of like being envious because I would love to go. And I'm branching out slowly. I'm like, have a good night, Andy.
I went to Cancun once. That's the only time I've been out of the country.
Well, you had a passport then, right?
It expired. I was 18 or 19. A long time ago. I don't even know where it is.
Oh, Cultural Brother has a house there.
Wait, we have a house? Okay, well.
That is amazing.
Okay, well, that's one step closer to getting there, okay?
I'm by international airports, so that's convenient for me.
Who wants to do Relay Hawaii? Do you think they have one?
Let's look later.
Should we just like plan on doing relays across the entire, like every state?
Yeah, scrap the 50 marathons thing. Not that that's not amazing because it is, but yeah, 50 state relay runs where you run across.
I don't want to run across Texas.
Oh, Texas would take.
What about California?
Oh, well, which way are you going? Are you going north and south?
Or you gotta go vertical.
Why are you making the rules up on that?
We like a good challenge in this group.
We like. I think that across Iowa might, I mean.
We should do Rhode Island first.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have done Iowa first.
I feel like we could all do that together. How far is Rhode Island? It's like 7 miles, right?
Probably.
I'm not sure.
Well, now we're going to have to find that out for the next session of Run Talk.
Speaking of the next session of Run Talk, what do we think about bringing on some surprise guests each week?
I might love it.
Or they wouldn't even need to be surprised. We could talk about them ahead of time.
The good news is that we know a lot of people that are like-minded. So I say, heck yes. Like, I'm excited to keep going and to keep growing this. And like, but the only thing, Lindsay, do Wednesday nights, like, can you just tell your job, sorry, I'm busy, I have a prior commitment.
I work next Wednesday night. I already looked.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe.
And I'm off on Friday.
Okay.
I think Friday's a tough night, though, to do something like this.
Monday, yeah. Friday is what I have off next week.
Okay. Well, oh, fun fact, everyone. Jessica has let us know that Rhode Island is 37 miles wide.
You're only 30 miles off.
A day. I mean, these guys could do that together. I said 7 miles.
In my mind, I was like, yeah, it's definitely not seven.
Hey, 37 miles. So I was right.
So only 302 miles less than Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's easily done in a day. Easy.
Oh, except you have to, no running this one. You have to walk it.
Oh. Well, that... We
have to run it, but holding hands.
Oh, my God. Who are you holding hands with out of our whole relay team?
Definitely not Rob.
Oh, my God. That's freaking awesome. I'm going to be on the end. And
I call dibs on Doug.
Oh, you're fine. Well, Doug has to be in the middle because two people need to hold his hands.
He's an emotional support guy.
He does not want to be that person. I can guarantee it. But we have already decided he is. Maybe for Lauren, he does. Not for me. I keep joking with him, saying, you know, I'm going to be riding in the car with you.
Oh, Mary Grace is here.
Hi, Mary Grace. Can you bring it? You can bring any old thing you want. You want to bring a scooter? Grace, yes, you can.
I'm holding out optimism that you're going to be running back to normal as the year goes on.
I am too. I'm going to manifest it. Mary Grace will be back to normal throughout this year.
You can bring a scooter, but you probably won't need it. How's that?
I love that.
She said I. I'm guessing there's more. Please, I'll take it. Okay. I'm putting it out into the universe. You guys know this works really well for me to do. Like when I start putting things out there, they start happening. So if all three of us do it.
And all 26 that are on. That's a lot.
Everybody stop what you're doing and say it. Oh, okay. So next week we'll have a guest and we may do a to be determined for time or day or Wednesday. Wednesday we stick to it, and then when one of us can't be in, we just like pop in someone from, we just designate someone from the relay team or however we decide to do it. Ultimately, the three of us are doing this on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Unless we have prior commitments, because, you know, life, and you have to make the bag. Is that what they say? Make money, make the bag? It's not right, is it?
Someone's
get that bag. Get what? Get the bag, like, is that like the money bag? Get the money tree.
Okay. Fun fact, make I actually
have some, we all have to make the donuts.
Make the donuts.
I love that.
I like that better.
Oh, can we just real quick, I noticed that Rob has joined the chat. And I have to wonder where he's been with all of our hearts the entire time we've been chatting.
He's been taking care of the nerd clusters.
Nerd clusters.
Oh.
As we call them.
The nerd clusters.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I freaking love this. Like, our kids now have new names. He said, I have got him right here.
I'm in the bathroom, and my daughter's room is like right above me, and she keeps jumping off her bed. It sounds like she's going to fall through the floor.
Oh my gosh. Well, at least she didn't come out here opening up her Subway, throwing her trash away, and be like, hey, do you want a bite of this cookie? I'm busy. But you know what? I like can't help it. Oh, that's one thing. Like, I know Lindsay and I have talked about the mom guilt before, you know, like where, like, I'm kind of over that at this point, because I realized, like, it definitely, you know, especially the other night when I ran that killer and I beat Maddox, you know, like, and I'm not telling, like, I already shared that with the world, but like, I, you know, the conversation that I had with him right after that, and I think I told you, Lauren, I don't know if I told you, Lindsay, but like, I said to him, I said, you know, what I would love to see you do is celebrate the fact that I just did that with you, because there was a time when I could not. And I didn't mean to turn it into like this whole, like, you know, like learning lesson. But on the flip side, I was like, you know, most kids wish that their moms could go run, jump, and play with them. And like the fact that I'm doing all of the things that I'm doing, or like working towards my health to like be able to do that with you, I want you to be happy about that. And he goes, Mom, you know what? You're right. I should have been better about it. He's like, but, you know, like, I have had to take a lot of time away. Like, he'll ask me to come watch basketball practice, and I'm like, no, it's practice. I'm going to go work out during that time. And like, I'm still doing my thing. Like, I've been able to kind of break away from the mom guilt, but like, how do you deal? Like, are you still struggling with that, or?
To me, I actually had this conversation with Scott this weekend about like the mom guilt, and about how I think it's important for my daughters to see something that like I didn't see as a parent or as a kid growing up, is that, you know, we wear a lot of hats as moms.
Yeah.
You know? But like, if you ask a lot of moms, like name three words that describe you, they're gonna say things like, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, and then whatever their career is, I'm a nurse. But like, I feel very proud to also be able to say, and I'm a runner.
Yeah.
Because that's something that I do for me, and that's something that makes me, that has nothing to do with anybody else. And I think it's really important that people have something like that. It doesn't have to be running. But I think it's important that people, moms or dads, parents in general, have something for themselves outside of being a parent. Because if we do our jobs right, our kids grow up and they move out, and we'll always be like their mom or their dad, but like, we have to have something that is ours to do when that time comes. And so I know that like, Joey's moving away for 6 months, like that makes me sad. My kids are going to grow up and they're going to move out, but at the end of the day, as long as my health is good, I still have fun.
I would second that, Lens, and I think exactly to your point, somebody said, like, you cannot pour from an empty cup. So you need to do things as a mom that recharge you, and running happens to be that thing for me. And that's ultimately what makes me a better parent.
Yeah. That is right then and there something that I – and the thing that you do, Lauren, that I love is that you include your kids in that. Like – the stroller running and like taking them to school and like showing them how important it is to do all of that. How about a wife guilt? No, nobody has any guilt here. Mom guilt, we were talking about, not wife guilt.
Well, it's okay. At least you guys are not being called out for being condescending.
I was waiting to ask. Do you know
I sincerely apologize to everyone in the group if I have come across as condescending. I am sorry.
Did you notice? I immediately muted that. And if Doug's not in here, Doug was our moderator the last time we did this, and he's not doing a very good job. But
apparently, I'm always here, so I don't know what that means.
Lauren. You have finally made it. Lauren.
I've gotten troll comments. Thank you.
Yeah, that's how you know. That's how you know you've made it.
Condescending?
Yeah, they said she's... Well, actually, I think it's because she's in the top box that she's looking down on us.
I don't know. I was reading comments, and so that might be why I came across again. That's fine.
That person's gone. I muted them.
It's like what Jen... It's like the book, The Let Them Theory. And that's a big part of posting on social media. Yep. You have to be unafraid of getting mean comments because they inevitably will come. Yeah. And so if there's anything from Run Talk as well that's been a great benefit to me is getting some thicker skin when it comes to hate comments, bullies. Yeah, I've gotten fair share on a few of my viral videos. And ultimately, you reach a point where you're like literally laughing at them because you're like, do people really have nothing better to do with their time?
I 100% agree with that, and I think it's so here. I'm adding Mary Grace's one. I know we're almost done for time tonight, but still, like, then she can be our there. 100% agree with what you're saying, Jenny. Mean comments say more about the comment maker, and like, I think some of those comments that we see like that are actually like trolls or like bots.
Yeah, they might not even be real people.
But it's so. Like, I at first, the only reason I was like kind of laughing about it was because I was like, is this someone that's just like actually like heckling Lauren like to be funny?
No,
I was like,
their name was Dog Lover, so I was like, wow, that's even more sad. You're a dog lover,
you're the most uncondescending person I know. So, like, the fact that they were saying that, I'm like, clearly they don't really know you, or they're just trying to mess with you because,
well, I don't know them, and if
Lucky be
I
like
do, then
or something. He created a fake account so he could jump on our Run Talk tonight.
Hey, like we said, even bad engagement is yeah. Technically good for engagement.
I agree. Keep them coming, people. I get you know the number one hot topic to get hate comments is weight loss. You know that. Oh, that is the biggest trigger for the entire world, hands down, period. You even mention like weight loss, and if you even mention that you didn't necessarily do it the good old-fashioned traditional way, like, everybody's coming for your neck. And it's like, I learned that, like, that is a person who's trying to dim your light, and they see the potential in how bright you can shine, and that's why they do that, because they wish they had a piece of what you have. And so...
I just shared a video, one of my first ever videos that went viral. I reshared it right before everything, like, went dark.
Yeah.
And it was like a before and after. And that video, the initial comments, it got something like 2 million views. And the comments that I got on it when I first posted it were ruthless.
Yes. Like,
and I've never had a video really go viral before. So I was like, what am I supposed to do with this information? And like, people were commenting to me like, oh, there's no way that's really her. That's Photoshopped. Or what did you do with your loose skin? Oh, no, it's really reversed. She used to be skinny and she gained the weight.
It's sad that there really are people that almost like wish the worst on people, and yeah, like Rob just said.
Yep, I agree with that. That is one of the things, like I used to think to the same effect, like, what do I like when I get these mean comments? And honestly, you know what I do with them? I leave them right where they're left. You know why? 9 times out of 10 there's 100 other people that are going to fire right back at those people. And I'm like, because I don't have the time for that. I just don't. I have no time for negativity. I have no time for the bad energy. I got to keep pushing into the same lane that I'm in right now. And
you seem like a really nice person. And I just keep going, you seem really nice.
You know, or you've seen a couple of like I always share with you guys what I think are like the really funny ones. And like the one where I had the F word in my post, and that person was like, oh, well, I'm going to unfollow you because the Lord above would not want you to say the F word. And I'm like, if Jesus Christ himself sees me saying the F word and he's not going to let me in because of that, well, guess what? I guarantee I've done way worse. Like, guaranteed. So I'm not too worried about the F word. And if you are, then kindly see yourself out. Nobody needs to know. You don't need to announce it. It's fine. You can just do your own thing. Nobody cares. Like, at the end of the day, we've all talked about this. Like, I'm not going to change my personality or who I am or how I am just because someone else doesn't like it. Because if that was the case, I would be
never please anyone.
Yes.
I want to address a comment from Jessica. She said she stopped posting because of the not nice people. Maybe I'll start posting again.
You should.
I would encourage you to. And of course, like, if you really don't feel comfortable, then nobody wants to push you outside of a true comfort zone here. But if there's ever a mean comment, like, we will come in your defense. Don't you worry. In a polite way, of course, but we will stop the meanness.
Well, it depends on how mean it is and whether or not I'd be polite. I mean, yeah.
And sometimes maybe the block button needs to be used, to be quite honest.
Yep. You always have that ability to, like, I mean, there's only been one or two people that I've blocked because it's gone on and on. Like, I mean, you know, you can respond. And for a long time, I would respond because I wanted other people to see that, like, it wasn't an acceptable thing and that you could stand up for yourself. But then I realized, like, it was a giant waste of time. And so I stopped responding to it and just let other people handle it. Yeah. It's nice to have the block button for sure.
I love the block button. Yeah, the gloves will definitely be coming off.
The company for saying the
F word. Right? I definitely have done far worse than saying that. I mean, if that's the case, like, I got problems in my household because everybody in my household says words they shouldn't say. Not outside of here, though. I've never – that's the best thing. Oh,
internet altercation. I love that.
I'll get in it. Oh, I love that, too. Oh, my gosh. I absolutely love that. Like, I can talk bad about my sister, but you better not.
Well, guys, I probably need to get off. It's 9:30 here where I live.
Yes. It is time. I mean, this is all I set our time limit for. Like, we may get kicked off anyway. So
thank you all for joining. And if any of you have questions, feel free to comment or send them via a message. We'd love to answer them.
And if you're not following either or any of us, please feel free to. And also,
and if I'm not following you, send me a private message. I have it set to private, but it'll still come to me. I'll just have to approve it. So message me, because I'm not trying to not follow people. Sometimes I just don't see. So message me. If I'm not giving you love, let me know.
That goes for me too.
Okay, yay. Like, this is so awesome. I love this. I had such a blast, as always, with the two of you. And okay, till next time. Love you both.
Wait. Bye, guys.
Bye.